The views and opinions on those of the hosts and callers not your staff radio. Oh, Carl and Lindy.
Good morning. It's 96.5 Talk Radio. Celebrating. Is on assignment for the whole month, and but I've got Trish Clark back.
Good morning. Yeah.
5 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage from all our people out there on the front lines facing this, even though, thank God, we haven't had the numbers that other places have had. But our guys are ready. I mean, they're ready. No, they are. All are out there. So good morning to Sue. What day is
this, Sue? Good morning, Carl. Today is Thursday, April 30th. It's Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. It's Bugs Bunny Day. It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day, and we can all appreciate them these days. Get more on that.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you know, the next shortage besides toilet paper, I understand, was hair coloring.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Oh, and today's Honesty Day, Military Brats Day, Oatmeal Cookie Day, and Wrapping It Up with Raisin Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All of that.
And if you're traveling, just a really quick look at the roads. Lots of road construction in and around Reading. If you're heading north, expect delays between Reading and the Oregon border. Also, just past Weaverville, 299 West, near Aiden, 299 East, and traffic slowing between Reading and Anderson as they widen Interstate 5. Now, back to you.
And it's 63 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 80 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. And on Friday, a high of 79, low of 52, mostly clear. On Saturday, a chance of showers, a high of 75 and a low of 51. And on Sunday, another chance of showers, high of 74 and a low of 48. Looks like this wonderful spring weather is going to last us right through next week with Monday. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, and big shout out there to Chuck Kinney. And I just want to say this, is that when you're fishing with Chuck Kinney, you have a great time.
I bet you would.
And then, but there was one time I had, just have to admit it, that I had a fish on. It was probably a 40-pound.
Of always.
It was at least, and it leaped into the air, and then it headed downstream. Well, Chuck was trying to help by getting his line out of the water, and he crossed my line. That's all it took, and so. You know, we're all laughing and all that. And I just said, you know, Chuck, I'm not a great fisherman. I'm just not a great fisherman. I said, it's tough enough fighting a fish without fighting you. And he said, if you let your fish come down here, you know, and run amok in the water here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We were socially
distanced out there with Brian Kinsey. It's Brian Kinsey's guide service. And he took us out. Just, you know what? To get everybody out of the house, I think it was. So, yeah, it was a great time. Yeah, Brian.
Great thing. That's
Brian's
like,
a great guide. Oh, my gosh.
If you're the person that's trying to net and somebody has a big fish on.
Yeah, he was netting for me.
And that's a big responsibility.
It
because
is.
You just don't. Yeah. I mean, I remember having somebody knock a fish off one time when they were netting for me. I don't think I've still forgiven him.
Well,
that's just how deep that
Chuck
is.
Kinney's never done anything for me to not forgive him for. I can't even think of anything. But
if you'd have knocked a great big fish off with the net,
I tell you what, I did get a fish up to the boat like three times, and as soon as it saw the net, off it went again.
Yeah.
It was a good size, and Chuck finally got it in the boat. But I also noticed they didn't let me haul when Chuck was catching something. I was told just sit there and look pretty.
Yeah,
just sit there. Call, get your line out of the water. Get your line out of the water. Okay. Get it out. You know what?
Oh, that sounds like such fun. I haven't done that.
You know what? Fly fishing. You know, and here's this. Okay, this just leads into something here. We want to open up Shasta County. We want to open up Shasta County. I'm going to have Mike Michalak on next week. Fly shop. Mike's got an operation that literally runs around the world.
Absolutely.
He brings in 10,000 people a year right here into this area.
And they spend money.
And they spend money.
Everywhere.
And they stay here. And they eat here. And, but here's the thing is that we have shut down everything, including fishing, you know, on guides and all of this. You know, I went in to get my fishing license. I was going to get it from, the fly shop. And the thing about it is they can't touch cards and all these things. So, you know, all these rules are just kind of like, okay. But you're out in the sunshine. It's a beautiful day. You're separated. And it seems to me that closing fishing down, but keeping Lowe's and Home Depot and all these other kind of other places open does not make sense.
Well, and I think that's the point that's bothering everybody. Certainly, it's driving me crazy. I'm a very common sense person. If you give me a reason and you say, this is the reason these people are open, this is the reason those people are open, and we follow through with that, but there's no rhyme nor reason to why you can get a cup of coffee and be within a foot of the person handing you some have masks, some don't, all these different rules, but you can't get your car washed right next door.
Why can't you get a car wash when you're sitting inside the car?
That's my point.
You know, you hand the money out, you know, to somebody. So, but you're handing them the money. They could have a glove on. And, you know, they wipe your car down. That makes no sense to me.
If they have a glove on, that doesn't mean that they're not contaminating everything they touch. They're not getting contaminated.
But then you have your hand sanitizer, if there's any left, in your car. And you just use it on your hands, and then off you go. Now, here's the question.
But why couldn't I get my car washed for the same way?
You should be able to.
And that's my
point. No, that's what you should. Car wash, you should not be
shut down.
There's
no common sense. What needs to happen in my mind right now, I think it's a whole lot easier than they say. They closed it with a stroke of a pen and a gong. Everybody stay home. We're done. Boom. What did it take them, 20 minutes to close down the whole United States? And now they're saying it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks to open us back up because we've got all these rules.
And if you're over
65, you're not coming out until they got a vaccine, and they've proven it for 2 years. So I figure I'm destined to be in my home, right up through my 80s.
Should we just, start importing people in there to talk to you?
I think through
the windows? Here's a question from the chat room. They want to know if my fishing expertise is on par with my turkey hunting. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I did get more fish than I have turkeys, in one time. But, I'm deadly with turkeys. Yeah,
I know.
With my car. I'm not out hunting, especially. But there's so many. That's the other thing. There are so many animals out. The coyotes are walking down the streets, mountain lions in San Francisco. Okay, I made that one up. But coyotes in San Francisco and all that. But, here's the thing is, people are, and I use this term all the time. You're probably tired of me saying it. It's the social contract that we have. I have a social contract with you, Trish, the other people around me. My social contract during this time is to avoid other people. Instead of going out and wandering through the mall, I stay, we shelter it. We shelter in place. We go out, we go for a drive, or we go down to Whiskey Town, and there's nobody else around, or they're far away. We go down and look at the water and come back. And we do these things. That's my social contract, is to protect other people as
exactly.
They protect me. The social contract, though, that we had during World War II, where people didn't eat meat and all those things, at a certain time needs to be really defined, because it can't just go on like this. So that's what's happening. The social contract starting to fray. And it's around the edges, but now it's starting to get bigger and bigger, because people are saying, we need a plan here. We cannot continue to have the highest unemployment ever since the Depression. We cannot keep these businesses shut down. We cannot run our economy, especially now that when you're starting to see studies coming out, like Dr. Bogan yesterday, and his study, or their study, or 16 of them, scientists working on this, their study is being replicated in other places, that COVID-19 is much more prevalent than we think. But if that's the case, then the death rate is much lower. And so what do we do? Is the risk now is, what about the people that are going to lose their homes? They've lost their jobs, suicides, heart attacks from stress, domestic violence. We haven't even seen the tip of domestic violence, because the kids haven't been able to go to school. Everybody's kind of in their homes.
Domestic violence, absolutely.
And all this. So, see, this has got, it's got a lot of other things to it. So, the plan for, Newsom for Los Angeles, okay, that's your plan. But when you get up here to the Shasta, when you get up here to where we are, we social distance already. Look at MoDoc County. They don't even have a case. You know,
they're
getting ready to open up tomorrow. And if the governor says to them specifically, you can't open up, well, then they're going to take a look at it. Because guess what, governor? We don't haven't even had a case here. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about a beauty salon, it's one chair. Or a barbershop, it's one chair.
Well, and Carl, this goes to exactly the conversation we've been having with Jefferson State and all of these things for how long? This state is too large and too diverse to be governed as one entity. What works in Los Angeles is not going to work in Hayfork. It just can't. It's not going to work in Anderson. It's not going to work in Redding. So we've got to do this in an orderly manner. Each county now needs to move. You know, the president's handed it off to the governor. The governor needs to hand it off to the county board of supervisors or the sheriff or whoever in each. And we need to move forward with our life. Common sense. Trust the American people.
Do your spacing. If you want us to wear a mask, fine. I'll put a face covering on.
That's exactly right.
But I want to go to a restaurant, and by the way, tomorrow we're going to have two of the owners, two of the women own two of the, you know, Cleary's and Country Kitchen are going to be in here talking about the restaurant
and the
business
devastate.
And what's it going to look like when they open under these weird rules.
There
okay,
you go.
Got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, elective surgeries are going again, is the only area hospital with the Da Vinci 10i surgery robotic system. This way, and it goes in there with a three-dimensional look inside the patient. Less invasive, less pain, quicker recovery times. All of this with the only 3D high-definition view of this kind in the North State. That's Shasta Regional Medical. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new. But it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Redding. Our project, it is part of the solution. We'll fill these new homes. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
And now, back to our show.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number here on the last day of April.
What happened in April?
Well, you've been locked up.
I know.
720. you've been in home at home.
I'm breaking out.
Days. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's probably one of the few times you've ever wished you could talk to somebody. You know, River Commons Senior Living. I mean, you get all your meals there. They're gourmet chefs. You got people to talk to. You can play, you know, play card games. You know what? After this one, I bet there's going to be a surge going to River Commons.
You know, and you bring up a really good point.
It really is.
Because I've been a widow for 13 years.
Yeah.
And I've never felt isolated.
Yeah.
I live alone, but I'm involved. I'm very busy. I'm around people. I'm doing things.
Yeah.
Me and the two frogs in the backyard have gotten to be really good friends, and I know my neighbors think I'm bonkers.
And those are plaster frogs.
No, they're little cork.
they're
Yeah, they yip back and forth and what have you. And the little play like dog I've got, and I'm going to have all kinds of conversations with the hummingbirds. Well, anybody that moves in the backyard gets conversations.
If you don't have quite the mobility, you know, that you do, I mean, River Commons is just a great idea. I mean,
absolutely.
You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You got people around. You got, you know, built-in friends there. But learn more at 238-5981 and talk to Brian Martin there. From River Commons Senior Living, worry less, smile more. Okay, which brings us to other things here that, you know, excuse me, people put on. What's been the good part of this? What have you accomplished during this, you know, shelter in place? And a lot of people were coming back with wonderful things, you know, things like, you know, they were able to start hobbies that they've always wanted to start, but, you know, they just couldn't get to it. You know, I know that Linda and I have started playing board games, and that, you know, that she just trounces me.
It's easy
in Scrabble.
To do when there's two of you.
Yeah, and that's true. But if there's one of you, yeah. But you know, gardening and all these other things that people were talking about that were positive things, and it was good to see that.
There's no question. When it first started, and it was so cold and I couldn't get outside, and it was kind of just destined to the couch. And I think in that first probably 2 week period, I watched more television than I've watched probably in my whole adult life, because I'm not a TV person, but I watched I don't know how many Netflix series from beginning to end. And I mean, literally was just, four series and just did it.
Oh, no,
I
put two things about Netflix on Facebook yesterday. You know, time I spend looking for a movie and time I spend viewing movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the time I spend is like 90%
more
trying to find one. And, you know,
I have a whole list. I've watched them all.
You watch like six seasons in 2 days, right?
You got it. I mean,
and then you cry.
And then I'm sorry that it's over, and now I got to go find a new one.
Exactly.
But you're right, because if you get something you like, it the whole thing of trying to find something to watch, and if then you get into a series that you like, gosh, I just hate it when it's over. I mean, it's like, oh no,
you got to get the list from Linda, because she's got the she's got like an 86 episodes of a Turkish soap opera. You know, it's, you know, a costume back in the 1700s. And I said, honey, it's all in Turkish. But she says, well, you see those little white letters at the bottom? You know, those are, you know, the closed captioning.
Oh, I don't like closed captioning.
Well,
I mean, if you get desperate. But the difference the difference was
it opens up a whole new world to you.
Once the sun started to shine, then my world opened up, because I love to garden and I love my yard and I love being out there. So my yard's probably prettier this year than it's been in several years, because I've really been in there working and trimming, and everything is clean and neat, and the flowers are beautiful. The flowers are beautiful this year. I noticed that everybody's sharing flowers on Facebook, and around, was it the kind of winter we had? You know, we didn't have that much cold. I don't know, but everything, just all the flowers are much more vibrant than they've been in past years. Or maybe I'm just paying more attention.
No, I think maybe we're just paying more attention to things. You know, we have this ongoing battle in the backyard between the scrub jays and elk killer, because they've got a nest there
for the first time. After your dad.
And, oh, my gosh, I've got photos, I've got videos of this. I mean, it is hilarious. This bird stays within, like, 3 feet of elk killer. And then, you know, bangs its beak on the ground and looks at her and squawks and squawks and squawks. But there's still babies in the nest.
Yeah.
Because we can see them from our guest bedroom window. So Linda's up there every day checking them out. And she thought, I think they're all gone. I said, so I go out and I check underneath the nest just in case, you know. Mm-hmm. And no, they're still up there. And so, yeah, but those are kind of things. But other things is being able to... I think everybody, I realize people are so social. You have all these social commitments or all these business commitments, you know, especially for us, you know, emceeing mm-hmm. things and being at all these events. It's just, it has given us a month to, you know, to step back and be with each other and not have any of these social events.
Gotcha.
My biggest decision now is, now it's getting hot, is to either put on shorts or cut the legs off my pajamas. You know, thinking about the pajama thing. I've gotten into this. Never wore pajamas.
Well, but then, of course, that brings up a whole nother problem, is that relaxed clothing that we wore
from, standards.
that we went through, and then you decide you really are going to go out and you're going to put on real Levi's and what is it about the fact they've all shrunk? nothing fits.
It was another symptom of the COVID-19. All your clothes don't fit now.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know, some other things too. People are asking things like, hey, this seems like it'd be a great time to recruit people into State of Jefferson.
Oh,
because
Ken Gore.
Because of seeing that this is what's going on. Well, the state of Jefferson is playing the rules just like everybody else. They're not having their meetings.
Yeah.
On, you know, they're reaching out and they're, you know, they're involved in this, you know, 1st of May, May Day tomorrow, is to go down to Sacramento and like six other places in the state and protest. It's time to open up. I think that Gavin Newsom, where he used one level to close everybody down, has got to see that places like Modoc, Shasta County, where we've got more distance. We come up here so we're not stacked on each other like the big cities. It's time to let us start making some decisions here.
It's absolutely time, and it's time to follow our Constitution, and this is how things work. The federal government is supposed to take care of those things that are listed for them to do. They got nothing to do with what's going on down here. Then you go to the governors. It's got to then come from the governors at this point down to the local boards of supervisors, the sheriff, the people in control of that mm-hmm. county, and the people get down to let our churches get involved. Let our civic organizations get involved and solve these problems we've got. We can do that. We're Americans, and we know how, and we're responsible, and we want to be responsible.
I think the fear is, and this is a fear, you know, because I talked to people in Atlanta when they opened up Atlanta, you know, was that, yeah, my business has been shut down, but my fear is that I spend the money to get myself going again, and all of a sudden we spike in the COVID-19 cases, and they start rolling into the hospitals, and we have to shut down again. So, you know, there's a fear. I can understand that.
I can understand the fear, but here's the problem. That's what this whole thing has been built on, is fear. It actually took the facts as we know them now and presented them to the American people. Do you think they'd allow us to shut down the whole country? Absolutely not.
Well, I think people are starting.
And the people who would see this country fail rather than have Donald Trump reelected, I got to say it, it's there, it's right in front of your face, you can't walk around it. There are those people who would see this country completely go under if they think that at the other end of that, Donald Trump is not going to be president. And that's what we've got going with. And the fear, scaring people to death, every headline. No good news. You ever read, boy, we got all these ventilators. We got plenty of ventilators. You ever read that? No. And once they got them, they quit talking about them. When you go then to the masks and the testing, everything is negative. Negative, negative. Scary to death. Stay home. I'm not scared. I'm not staying home.
The okay. And I just forgot what I was going to say, but it's time for a break. we've got it. Here's a business that stayed open. The Advanced Automotive. We're going to have Cody in here in a second to talk about this, you know, about the impact it's been on their business. But, you know, so they were considered an essential business. Construction's considered an essential business. Even though they had to change the rules on how they were doing things in the construction sites because a lot of people share tools and all these things. And it's, plus it's hard to social distance when it takes two men to do it, two men or women to do a job mm-hmm. out there. But they continued on. I would like to see, you know, we're prepared. We're prepared in Shasta County. We've got lots of empty spots for people if they get sick. I would like to see us start opening up now, now that we've seen the new studies and all this, and see what happens. On the other hand, I understand what some people, many people, are still scared. Because they see COVID-19 as if we go back to like we were before, that we are going to kill a lot of people.
Well, then they need to recognize right up front that once we open, people are not, they're still dying, they're still being infected, and that's going to continue for a while. Mm-hmm. But we need to recognize that and know that.
Like we do
and
for
know
the flu.
That we, exactly, and know that we have the space to put them and that we
if
are okay
sick.
If they're sick. But we've never in the history of this country quarantined well people. We quarantine sick people.
Yeah.
So those that are afraid, stay home. Those that have reasons to be very careful, protect yourself. That's what you do as a responsible American.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Cody from Advanced Automotive. I'm sitting here walking in a circle around here watching Trish. Trish is over there. She's so happy she's doing jumping jacks over there.
I'm glad to Carl.
All right. 7:32 in the morning. It is approximately 61 degrees, going up to 81 today, and we'll be right back.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I'll find
get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans. And the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, doctor your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, it drives me crazy, too. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. You know what I'm seeing, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM? I'm here with Trish Clark, Carl Bott. What I'm seeing is, at the beginning of this, people were, okay, I got it. You know, we got that social contract. We're gonna beat this thing. And now, 30 days later, the looks on people's faces when they come in here is totally different.
Yeah.
No, I mean totally different. You know, when we had all the doctors that were in here earlier fighting these things, I mean, there was a great deal of apprehension and concern, as it should have been, because those guys are on the front lines. But as we go further and further into this, we're going to be talking to our guest here in a second. I mean, when we talk about it, people are starting to, you know, we're ready. We're ready to do what, to take this next step to get it open. And Northern Firearms Instruction has been open during this. And as you can imagine, the rules, staying 6 feet away from each other, not touching anybody or anything like that, it makes it tougher. But they are still open, renewing CCW certificates. Also teaching new CCW classes. You can't go into the sheriff's office to get your new CCW, but you can go into the sheriff's office and get your CCW permit renewed. And or you can have private classes, all of this under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Trish and I are here with Cody Morlock, who has Advanced Automotive. Where I take my truck to, where they fixed my truck. You gave me two alternatives.
Absolutely.
And the second alternative has worked wonderfully until I can get back to the first alternative.
Yep.
So thank you.
Bought you some time.
You bought me time, and thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
You bought me enough time to get into this.
Right? Right.
Yeah. Now, Cody, you and your dad have established a great business.
Sure.
Well known. You're highly respected, not just in the community, but nationally, from your from other people that are in your business. How's this affected you? How's this? You're considered an essential business.
Sure. Yeah. You know, definitely phone traffic and whatnot has died down quite a bit. You know, people are driving less, so it's affected us somewhat in that realm, but we do work for a lot of essential services, you know, whether it be the medical community or law enforcement and whatnot. So we've stayed pretty steady as far as that goes.
So you've got, like, contracts to work on their vehicles?
Correct, yeah. So, you know, we've seen actually a little bit of an uptick with that, with trying to be prepared if, you know, anything happens.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or whatever. You know, so as far as people coming in, you know, a little bit of trickle off in that and whatnot. But for the most part, you know, we're doing all right. But, you know, this is a twofold deal. You know, you've got the consumer coming in, but also, you know, that's one battle you fight. But the other one is, you know, you've got your people that you know, work for you.
Your employees.
You're my employees. You know, they're people just like, you know, both of you.
And they have
well.
Families.
They have families. They have concerns. So keeping morale up, you know, is another, you know, struggle of this whole thing and addressing employees' concerns. And all my people are there on voluntary. You know, they know if, you know, if they don't feel safe, they can go home. That's fine. You know, but keeping morale up has been a huge.
Have you had a problem with that?
What's that?
About people, I mean, you know, when I see photos and things from your, you know, from your work here on mm-hmm. Facebook, is that seems like you're keeping all your people pretty busy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if we've trickled off a little bit, we've been catching up on training and just housekeeping things, just keeping busy.
Well, and as, you know, the important thing that people need to realize is these essential employees that are out there, mm-hmm. We need to be responsible to protect them when we go into those places.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I agree. 100%.
I think if we both the public and the employees and the people that are out there take that into consideration, we can make this work.
Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously everyone's getting a little short-tempered on things and whatnot, so you balance that as well. It's just really an interesting dynamic, you know, what we're dealing with. So
I've never done this before. The closest thing that I can see that this country has faced since the Spanish flu from 1918. Is World War II.
And none of us went through that.
And none of us were here then. And the Great Depression, we weren't around for that. You know, sure. Even the recession, even the car fire was, car and camp fires. It was over.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you could start again. Where this one, nobody knows when it's going to end.
Yeah.
Well, and the doomsayers are out there, and they're acting like, I mean, I said it earlier, but anybody over 65 is not leaving their house.
Sure.
Until they have a vaccine and it's proven, I figure I'll be in my house until I'm in my 80s if Governor Newsom has anything to do about it.
Well. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think people are just so inundated with negativity right now.
Yeah.
You know, we're abiding by, you know, safe practices, disinfecting things and whatnot. But I think I really don't want to focus on that. People want normal. I want normal.
Yeah.
You know, so. Mm-hmm.
I think people are ready to start doing that. And, you know, and then the list of who's an essential and who's not an essential. The, you know, of course, you've got to have your cars worked on. And construction has got to continue. And believe it or not, this, you know, our radio station is considered essential by probably some people don't think so. But but I don't really care what
they consider the press essential too, Carl. And I'm
well, you know, and so, but the, but it seems to me that if, you know, I saw there's a story in the paper about a judo studio open up. Mm-hmm. It says, look, we need to, it's either this or we're just going to go under totally.
Yeah.
And we're sanitizing, this is what we're doing. But what that does is when the paper puts that story out there, it forces Health and Human Services to do something. Either they're going to enforce it or they're not. And if they don't, then the next thing that opens up is another studio. Because, hey, if you're letting them open, we're opening. And then, de facto, everything opens up. We just don't say anything.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what – so it'll be interesting to see what happens with the judo studio.
Sure, yeah. You know, there's a couple other things that we're up against right now is, you know, parts supplies. A lot of the big manufacturers' warehouses are on voluntary work basis only. There's some things that if we place a regular order for parts, if we don't put emergency freight on them and consider it an emergency part order, we won't get the part.
Mm.
Really?
You know, yeah. So
people have been talking about things they just order regularly through Amazon or mm-hmm. any of those things, that how long it's taking to get just almost anything.
Well, the real concern is the breakdown in the supply chain. And it goes all the way. I mean, it's not just here in the United States. It goes into the original factories where they're making these things, making these parts, or making this widget. Those things are shut down. So how long is it going to take them to get that back? And as you know, most people don't keep a big inventory.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in my opinion, if this thing ended tomorrow, everything back to normal in a snap of a finger, the damage to the supply chain, whether it be in my industry or the food industry,
industry.
You know, that's the scary part is the damage has been done. It's really interesting.
But we can't let it go on much longer. We've got to start getting it.
We're here with Cody Morlock from Advanced Automotive. They're considered an essential business. They've managed to keep the work going because they have contracts with various fleets. So you know, that's fortunate. But it's kind of like you said, you know, you've only been out, you know, now that gas is down to, you know, the lowest it's been in 20 years, you know, somebody said, yeah, I get 2 weeks to the gallon.
Right. So,
yeah, it's kind of like that. Absolutely. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Sharon has been, it's funny, you know, she's been here for 16 years. She's done great work and she helps so many people. Well, with this thing happening, a lot of the caregivers from other places or for, you know, people, are no longer available, people coming to her to help. And whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week, Sharon Clark is there. All of her people are so well-trained. They've all been through all of her training classes. They've all had background investigations. They have. You don't have to worry about anybody coming in from Sharon Clark. So if you need some assistance or you're looking to maybe change jobs after this, and this is something you'd be interested in, you can give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Home Helpers. We'll be right back. Cody Morlock from Advanced Automotive and Trish Clark.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's been a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salad. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's the last day of April. It's funny how it's not really April 30th. It's like March 60th. You know,
it's
kind of, you know, so, or maybe even parts of February.
I don't know, January 2nd.
7:49 in the morning, and Trish has had a huge argument with the leadership of Reading. when they said that Four Winds Jewelry was not an essential business.
I know.
You went down and picketed by yourself. Well, no, Linda was with you.
Yeah,
you
Linda and I picketed
the Four Winds Jewelry.
So essential.
Now, and I'm going to give Cody. I'm going to give you a hint here, son. The you know, you've got a beautiful wife, four beautiful kids, and your wife's home with them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you need to go to Four Winds Jewelry as soon as it's open and just say to Rebecca, my wife and I have four kids. She's been locked up with them for almost 60 days.
Yeah.
I need something to make her feel better. Now, she's going to have a whole display case full of COVID-19, you know, bribes or buybacks.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? Just get ready for it. I am. As soon as it's open, I'm going to be there. Open. Give me something. I don't care what it is. So,
yeah, it's like a candy store. You know, a girl can never have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go.
Okay, now, Cody Morlock owns Advanced Automotive. It's where I go to take my car for repairs like that, or my truck. And we've talked about the supply chain, how that's changed. Do you see that changing in the near future? How long do you think that'll come back?
You know, honestly, I think there's just going to be such a huge, you know, backlog, you know, because warehouses, you know, are full and whatnot, and then they get the supplies get drawn down and on them and whatnot, and then now we've got this backlog of manufacturing to fill these warehouses, and then these warehouses are, you know, voluntary work basis only. So it's going to be. I don't foresee it. I mean, who knows?
Well, and the other thing that we have in this, whether we'd like to think this is a medical emergency, but there is a certain amount of politics that are involved in this, and the worldwide impact of that. There's no question that there is some stuff going on between the United States and Canada. And the other thing is that a lot of our product and a lot of those parts you're looking for come from China.
Sure.
And so how reliable is that chain going to be as the pressure from the United States is on China, and they got a little bit of a thing going here.
Who knows?
I mean, we know that. And so are they going to stop shipping vital things to punish us?
Yeah, we don't know.
Cody, what would you
interesting concept.
What would you like to see? Your business is one that touches on so many different people and so many different aspects of our society. What would you like to see being that would be brought back as a homegrown type of item that we can produce? You know, Trump is bringing industry back. I can tell you right now, pharmaceutical. People are taking a real look at that when they found that 90% of our pharmaceuticals come from China.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well be making our bullets, I mean, at this point, really, you know.
Well, they probably are.
So, yeah, you know, it's everything. I mean, anything possible, for sure. You know, yeah, bring it back.
And you know, you have to point out that this is certainly exactly what President Trump has been saying, not just for 4 years, but for 20 years. That we have become too dependent on other people.
Sure.
His whole mantra when he ran was buy America, buy USA. I've been trying to do that for many years, but I think that's something that's going to change dramatically in the future.
Absolutely.
I think the American people now are ready to say, okay, I'll pay a little extra to get an American-made product.
Yeah. If one thing, you know, I wouldn't say good came from this, it's just maybe an eye-opener is, hey, let's focus inward here. Let's see, do ourselves as a country.
And we know we can do a lot.
Sure, absolutely. Well,
the whole pharmaceutical. Look what the companies that have stepped forward with the ventilators and the masks and the gowns and the everything that the president has reached out to the private sector to help with. We've gotten so used to letting government solve our problems, and I think maybe we've opened some eyes.
Yeah.
Again, not a good thing. Maybe we've opened some eyes that America and our entrepreneurs and our business people and the private enterprise can solve their own problems. We don't need government to solve everything.
Yeah, we're pretty ingenuitive people.
We are indeed.
So, yeah, I would agree with that. So,
we had one of our local people just stop by, needed some help. It happens probably once a day. This whole thing is at the point, and we talked about it earlier, is that, you know, we want to protect each other. We want to help each other. But we need to see an end to this.
Yeah.
We need to see not. Okay.
We need to be able to see an end in sight.
What we need to be able to see is a real plan that will, you know, give us the opportunity at the lowest level to open up. You know, Shasta County just went up with a letter saying that we're prepared to do this and this. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good Good morning. I've got a question. I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
I wonder if they can you even buy a the new hunting license. If everything is closed down, so I'm not sure if I could even go with the fish and game and buy a hunting license.
You can get
buy it online.
You can get them. You can do it online, or you can go to Sportsman's Warehouse. They're selling.
Okay, Sportsman's, because I don't have a computer. So
okay.
Anyhow, my suggestion is, you know, a long time ago they went down. State of Jefferson went down to see the then governor, and he wouldn't even see him. And I think Mr. in the same way is kind of an arrogant person. You know, we have our taxes, and we send it down there, and then they send it back. Why don't the, 23 counties just all get together and quit sending the money down there, and you know, maybe we can cut them off.
Well, then he could cut off
the money down, and we'll shut them down. So anyway,
the problem with that is the only thing we actually collect locally that we could hold back would be the property tax. The state actually collects the sales tax and sends it back to us. So the only thing we really could not send to them would be our property
okay.
tax.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Cody, now that people have not been driving,
yeah.
What do you tell people?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We're just, it's a day by day thing. You know, people haven't been driving as much, you know, fuel in your vehicles with the ethanol that's in the fuel anymore, you know, usually starts to turn within about 45 to 60 days. So, you know, keeping fresh fuel in your vehicle is a definitely a big thing, you know,
should you be like, I mean, you know, even if you don't get out of your car, taking a drive is good.
Keep just like your body. You know, yeah. if you stand still for 12 hours and then try to walk, kind of thing, you know. So, you know, get out there, start your car up, you know, once every couple of days, you know, drive around the block. You know, something to keep things going, you know. So.
If things dry out, I know in the old days we had to worry about, you know, the gaskets dry out. You know, of course, sure. Technology's gotten so much better. But if you don't drive it, I mean, and then you decide, hey, as soon as this is over, I'm going to take a 3,000-mile drive. Should you have your your car checked?
Yeah. A lot of the late model vehicles, you know, you're going to have to sit for quite a while to, you know, do that. Seals, you know, definitely on your older vehicles, you know, will start to, you know, dry out a little bit. You know, you might have issues, but, you know, that's happens. But you know, something, you know, we're also seeing too is, you know, people are fixing what they have instead of going into long-term debt buying new vehicles, even though there's all these incentives out there.
Yeah.
I mean, 120 days no payments, zero interest for 84 months, it's still money owed, you know.
Yeah.
So that's
and when you don't know when your business is going to be able to open up, it's not a good time to buy a new car.
Absolutely not.
So hey, Cody, how do people get a hold of you? How do they find Advanced Automotive? Now, I found it, but it's only because I had really great great instructions.
Yeah. We're a hard location to find, but we've been there since 93. But Facebook, Google, Yelp, advancedautorating.com, or 530-244-4423.
So what's the biggest thing you got going right now?
Just keeping morale up, keeping things plugging away and going. Yeah,
that's a great answer because, you know, everybody's run into this that, you know, when they leave, you know, there's a constant, if it's not right in the front of your head,
mm-hmm.
it's back there.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about your kids, you worry about, you know, your wife trying to take care of the kids and all this.
I recognize the situation, what's going on, but I'm not, you know, making that or you know, it's trying to see past it and, you know, keeping everyone, you know, gosh, you get the news update on some stations. It's like every hour. It's the COVID-19 update number 4,805.
Right.
They can't talk about anything else.
Yeah. You know, so it's
it's time that we as a, we got to run here, but it's time as we as a county and a nation needs to take a real good look at this. There are areas that, you know, it's going to be like this for a long time, but there's other areas up here, like in Northern California, there's places in, you know, Nevada and Colorado and all states that you can, you know, start to get back to normal. From Advanced Automotive, thanks
nice
for coming
with
in
you.
With us. Yeah, and it really good insights on a lot of things going on, especially in the supply chain. And, hey, it's time to bring a lot of this stuff back home here.
Absolutely.
And that'll also help the economy.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to meet with Dr. Ian Grady of the North Valley Breast Clinic. And there's a lot of things that are going on. You know, people are you know, they're staying home from doctors and all this. So I thought this would be an opportune time to come in and have Dr. Grady start talking about some of these things that are going on. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Arif Thomason. Those lines at the unemployment office continue to grow.
Another 3.8 million Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That alone would be shockingly high under any circumstances, but it also means the total number of new claims is 30 million over 6 weeks' time.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says when it comes to recovery, he does not expect the economy to rise as quickly as it sank. Consumer spending sank last month, dropping by a record-shattering 7.5%. It is not a vaccine, but it does show promise for the treatment of coronavirus patients. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the experimental drug remdesivir has shown results in reducing the time it takes to recover from COVID-19.
They were modest. The improvement was 31% better chance of recovering and getting out of the hospital. That's important, but it's the first step in what we project will be better and better drugs coming along.
He was on NBC's Today Show. President Trump laying out a vision for a return to pre-coronavirus normalcy.
With or without a vaccine, the president is looking forward to the return of packed restaurants and filled stadiums.
I don't want people to get used to this because this virus is going to be gone. And when it's gone, you want to get back to normal.
Even though some health experts are not as optimistic and anticipate a new normal, Mr. Trump wants to resume campaigning like he did before the pandemic.
I hope that we're going to be able to do some good old-fashioned 25,000-person rallies.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street right now, stocks deep in the red. The Dow is down about 198 points. The S&P 500 index off 17. And the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 2 points. Lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Yemen has recorded its first two coronavirus deaths. Amid fears, the outbreak could bring more suffering to that war-torn country.
Yemen has faced major outbreaks of disease, cholera in particular, as a result of a war that's lasted more than 5 years in what was already the poorest country in the Arab world. Official in Aden acknowledged that it was hard even to detect coronavirus in Yemen, where other prevalent diseases such as dengue fever exhibit similar symptoms and where testing remains extremely limited. The entry points into Yemen were sealed further to try to prevent coronavirus from getting into the country. But now it's there, fears are rising over how quickly it might spread.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. The European economy shrank by a record 3.8% in the first quarter as business activity from hotels and restaurants to construction and manufacturing was frozen by virus-related shutdowns. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court rules a proof of citizenship voter registration requirement in Kansas is unconstitutional.
In two consolidated appeals challenging the Kansas statute, a panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals found that the state law violated the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause and the National Voter Registration Act. The panel upheld a U.S. district judge's prior permanent injunction to prohibit enforcement of the requirement. The Republican Party nationwide has attempted to implement similar laws with the goal to eliminate in-person voter fraud.
Correspondent George Bonzani. This weekend will apparently find the beaches of Southern California empty. Governor Gavin Newsom planning to close the beaches along with state parks to prevent a repeat of last weekend when the beaches were crowded. While the greater Miami area will remain locked down, the rest of Florida will begin to reopen next week under a plan outlined by Governor Ron DeSantis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, Vista Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to B5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. They're out there on the front lines fighting the COVID-19, even though that we've been blessed that we've only had 31 cases that have shown positive of the testing. Fewer than that, of course, hospitalized. Shasta County is one of the counties up here in the north that has sent letters in asking to be that we can be reopened at a quicker rate than, say, down in L.A. And a lot of it's got to do with the great medical care that we have up here on all levels. Today's the 30th of April, and I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. She's back.
It's so good to be back on the radio, and it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 80, a low of 50 this evening, partly cloudy, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 79, and mostly clear Friday night, low 52. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, a high of 75, and a low of 51 in the evening. And again on Sunday, a chance of showers, a high of 74 and a low of 46. Monday, a high of 79, sunny again. Looks like it's going to stay that way into most of next week with a chance of showers maybe by next Saturday, a week from now. Our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, that wonderful little Anderson business.
I like all of Anderson businesses.
Absolutely.
Hey, we welcome today Dr. Ian Grady from the North Valley Breast Clinic, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, life goes on, and there's so many other things that when people are concerned and they stay home, that they're maybe ignoring health issues. Instead of, you know, like they would go and see somebody, but you know,
if it's not real serious, maybe I don't want to go to the hospital or the doctor right now.
I don't want to go see the doctor right now, and then things can result from that. But Dr. Grady, good morning.
Good morning.
And tell us a little bit about Dr. Grady.
Well, I came to town. I've been here forever. I came to town in 1992, and I originally started off with a surgical group called Shasta Surgical. And I came as a general surgeon, did a lot of trauma call and general surgery. When I came here, I found that sort of the breast care that was being done in the local area was not really up to modern standards at that time. So we formed a breast clinic. Initially, this was sort of a sideline. But then as time went on, the practice grew as we got more and more people. Now, since 2011, we've had a formal screening program that is based on risk stratification. In other words, people who are higher risk of breast cancer get more imaging. People who are lower risk don't need as much. And this has turned out to be, I think, a big screening center for people not only in town but from people from the surrounding area as well. It's based on systems that were developed in Europe in the 1980s and are much more common on the East Coast. This type of screening is somewhat unusual on the West Coast. It's been successful for us, and we've been able to help out a lot of people, and I'm proud of that.
You know, becoming a doctor is not easy. Did you just, you know, I mean, people just don't fall into it. You know, it's, you know, oh, yeah, I'm pre-med, I'm pre-law, what's the difference? None. But, of course, that's not true. But what got you into being a doctor?
Well, it sort of happened by random chance more than anything else. I started off, actually, as an electrical engineer, and I worked at Boeing in Seattle for about 2 years. And there was a recession around that time. This was in the early 1980s. And so I decided to go to medical school, actually, as part of an MD-PhD program at the University of Colorado. And I started there in 1982, and but after I was there for a while, I sort of fell in love with clinical medicine, mainly because of the people, I looked up to the people who were my mentors at the time. I dropped the PhD part of the program and went into clinical medicine. And then when it came time to select a residency program, I elected surgery because, again, these were the people I really liked and resonated with were in surgery. And so I went to a program in Portland, Oregon, which is now called the Portland Integrated Surgical Residency, and it involves the university and several other hospitals in the area. And did a lot of trauma, did a lot of general surgery, but I also did a lot. My clinic experience was at the Beth Kaiser Breast Clinic, and I spent 3 years there. And we really learned about sort of the state-of-the-art treatment. We had some famous people like Umberto Veronese from Italy come over and spend some time with us. It was really a great program. And so when I came to town, I had sort of a natural ability to do this type of care. And so I sort of gradually sort of drifted into this so that now it's my full-time practice.
You know, you brought some paperwork with us today that I hadn't even heard of I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. You and I've talked offline a lot, and I've learned, you know, so many things that were astounding to me that when I mention them to other people, they just look at me. You know, I go, nah. I'm like, hey, look, I'm getting this from, you know, the breast guy and on things. Let's talk a little bit about your practice here, the North Valley Breast Clinic. You have systems there that don't exist in other places in Northern California. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Our practice is set up a little bit differently. When we were designing this practice, I spent some time in New York at the Arrowwood Clinic in upstate New York, and they have this type of practice. This was developed in the 1980s in Europe. But the idea is you bring people in for their screening studies, but then you don't send them home. You interpret their studies right away and decide what needs to be done. And then you just keep on working until you reach a diagnosis. So there are no callbacks. You don't send people home and then call them back later.
Which is really tough on people. I mean, if you found something and then you have to wait a week, I think most, you know, a lot of women go through that, you know. So you're saying is that you just start them right there.
Yeah, we do all of our diagnostic imaging. We interpret it right away. We do our mammograms. We have a world-class group that's actually located in Georgia that reads our mammograms for us. We send them images over the internet. We get a result back in 10 minutes. Mm. We then decide if they need more imaging, then we just go ahead and do it. If they need a biopsy, we do that too. We can complete people's workup, even if it's a complex diagnostic workup, in under 2 hours.
And that usually takes 2 months.
It can.
When you go in and you have, and then they send you the letter that says, okay, we found something, you need now come in for a scan, and then you go back and they say, okay, well now we need to set you up for a biopsy, and then you wait for that, and then you get the biopsy, and then you wait for the result, and then, so you're talking 2 months from beginning to end. That's a stress time for most women.
It certainly is, and we've really tried hard to alleviate that. Basically, what we do is the lens crafter's idea. It doesn't take 2 weeks to make your glasses.
There you go.
It takes 2 hours to make your glasses. The rest of it is all scheduling, and so we try to do our scheduling for the patient's benefit rather than our own.
How does a patient see you when they have a mammogram as opposed to someplace else?
Well, they just come and see us. I mean,
you don't have to be referred by another doctor?
No, you can just call us. We're very informal about these things. So we have patients who are imaging patients who get their breast exams by their own doctors. We just do their imaging. We have clinic patients that I see and do their breast exams. We also do a lot of ultrasound work, and this is something that has really taken off over the last 10 years or so.
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back, because a woman's breast, you know, men have really no concept of everything that goes on with this
men
thing.
Men do get breast cancer as well.
Yes, but that's, but what I'm saying is the vast majority, though, it's your wife or your girlfriend or your mom or somebody mm-hmm. like this. This is who has concerns. And the fact is, having lived, been with Linda now for 13 years, she saw Dr. Grady 3 or 4 years ago, because, you know, she'd been, you know, seen at one place, and then they sent her to see you to have further, you know, follow-ups, which of course were negative. But this is something that is a concern to many women, and a lot of them don't know which way to turn. And this is one of the reasons I'm so glad that Dr. Grady agreed to come on today, especially after I learned all the different things that they can do right then, right now. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They really stood up during this time. They worked very hard and very diligently to get people the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. They got many people. The first wave of them coming out came from Cornerstone Community Bank because Cornerstone Community Bank was prepared. They've got great people working there. They look at the individual because they're local too. Two branches in town at 1845 California Street and the other in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Cornerstone Community Bank is still moving local dreams forward. Either visit them down there or visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Ian Grady and Trish Clark.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday night at 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:19 in the morning here on the last day of April, March the 65th.
It goes on and on.
61 degrees. It's going to go up to 81 today, a little cloudy. We've actually got our window to the world open because the sun is. We can't see anything in here. But
today, no, it's
today,
nice.
It's a little bit cloudy.
A little windy out there today.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Clyde Pierce, yes, he is still out there. I hope that you've gone, if you need help with a Dish system, which he's been a satellite business for over 32 years with Dish, I hope that if you need something, like, you've been watching so much TV that your TV has burnt out, or you decided you need a new TV because, you know what, you're still right in the middle of Netflix season number 4 and you've got 183 episodes to go. Go down to 1250 Hartnell Avenue and see Clyde. Big stores are open. Clyde's open. I mean, the big stores are closed. Go down and find out what great personal customer service you get from Clyde's Enterprises. Locally owned, locally operated. Let's stay local because all these people are going to need help when we open up again. So, or they're going to need customers. And Clyde's, again, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. You can call him at 221-4144. Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch, Bose, he's got it all. Trish Clark and I are here with Dr. Ian Grady. And the doctor has the his clinic is the North Valley Breast Clinic. And he's been talking, you know, we've found out so far that a lot of the he has systems that, medical systems, diagnostic systems that are not available anywhere else, that if you come in with a question, you're not going to leave there without having all the tests and have the answers right then. You don't go away for a week or 10 days waiting. You're going to, he's got all the equipment there, mammograms, ultrasound, everything, so that you're going to come out knowing what's going on. But then you brought us something else. You handed to me about, that was announced last night, that I haven't seen anywhere until you showed it to us. And this is the COVID-19 treatment trial. Kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, this is a trial that was really put together at very short notice. It's only been going for about a month. It was put together by the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, which is run by Dr. Fauci. And it was a clinical trial of a new antiviral drug called remdesivir. Versus a placebo. It was used prospectively in over 1,000 patients at 67 centers in the United States and overseas. And the results of this were announced last night during President Trump's news conference. And the results are that there's a modest benefit from treatment of COVID-19 with this drug. There's maybe about a 3% improvement in survival, but the important thing is that there's about a 31% decrease in time to recovery. So people are discharged from the hospital soon. They don't get as severely ill. The significance of this is sort of a new pathway for the treatment of coronaviruses, and that is using a drug which blocks replication of the virus. Remdesivir is the first, and again, the benefit is modest, but it is the first treatment we found that has any sort of effect on this virus, so it's a real milestone. This will also lead to the development of newer and better antiviral drugs as time goes on. The same way that AIDS was treated, initially the first drug that was produced for HIV was a drug called AZT, and it was also modest, had only a modest benefit, but people continued along these lines, and using this drug as a model, we're able to now get to the point where HIV is not a fatal illness anymore. It's controllable, like diabetes or hypertension is. And
but this test was so quick, you indicated, that it was in record time, something that would have taken so much longer normally, like it did with HIV.
Yeah, it was unbelievable speed. Is World Health, National Institutes of Health, the FDA are all incredibly focused on this problem, and to a degree that I've never seen in my entire career. This trial was put together in less than a month. I have research projects that we do at our clinic that can take up to 2 years. And so this is really an amazing development in the news.
It's amazing what can happen when you get rid of the bureaucracy and the paper shuffling.
Well, this is the bureaucracy. I mean, these are the guys that are doing it, and
but they're cutting out that. They're just doing it instead of talking about it.
They're working late nights. Like the FDA last night was meeting on this all night to consider an emergency approval for this medication, and that's something that government workers don't often do.
Right.
It's very unprecedented.
Well, you know what? But this shows like and that a bureaucracy, a way a good bureaucracy can work if they focus themselves on this and not have all these others. It's where. Yes, we can do it. Yes, we have the money. Yes, we have the people. We can throw in more people to do it. you know, all these things that they can focus on. So this is really the first good news we've had about something that could be that can start treating the COVID 19.
I heard one of the military speak the other day that was talking about things that are, and the way the pace that they're happening.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and of course everybody knows I'm a Trump supporter, but he said, but this is different. We're doing things in Trump time. And that is a little different. He's not used to the bureaucracy in the private sector. So he expects when he gives an order that it be carried out now. And they're doing it. It's amazing to me that they can actually do that.
Doctor, one of the things that you do, you just talked about it, is infections. This is something that's a big part of your practice, too, is breast infections, which is then of viruses and all this. Or I'm not even sure if that's the right term, or if it's infections. Is it a virus or is it something else?
Well, most breast infections are caused actually by bacteria, things like staph and strep.
Okay. Now, women, a lot of women get breast infections. And you and I, again, were talking offline. I was amazed at the how other things can cause the breast infection. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Certainly. Breast infections are actually pretty common. About 25% of women at some point or other in their lives will develop a breast infection. And most of the time, these are pretty easy to take care of. They just go see their regular doctor, they get a week or two of antibiotics, and then they're good. But there are breast infections which can be severe. There can be infections that are accompanied by abscesses. People can sometimes get septic and end up in the hospital. There's a lot of spectrum to this problem. And the treatment for this has really evolved, especially over the last 15 years or so, starting with work in Germany to reduce the number of people who had to undergo surgery to get infections treated.
There has to be, the germs have to get in.
Yes.
So how do they get in?
There's a number of different ways to do it. Most people who develop a breast infection have something, their clothes don't fit properly, and so they get some abrasion of the nipple. The classic story here is a teenage girl who goes jogging without a bra. And the nipple gets abraded, then bacteria can get in through the nipple, and then it's off to the races because the breast has a lot of spaces for bacteria to hide. It's sort of a Disneyland for bacteria to get started in, and there are places where they can hide from the immune system, and that's how things sort of get started. Another category of people who get breast infections are women who have infections somewhere else that then spread to their breasts, and the classic is dental infections, things like infected or root canal infections, things like that. And other types of infections can cause this too. Women who have, for example, bacterial endocarditis commonly have breast infections. Of course, they have other problems as well.
You said that you learned from your some of your patients that were runners, you know, because a lot of people when you're running, especially you know women running, it's a constant abrasion, that they found a way to protect the entry site there, the nipple.
Yes, a lot of our women who are athletes, younger women, very active, will especially if they're going out on major running events, marathons, 10K races, things like that, will apply Dermabond, which is available over the counter as Nu Skin, to the nipple to seal off the nipple ducts before they race. And that's something I learned from my athletic patients. It's something that was started, I guess, by the U.S. Olympic team in 1980s and 90s. They had a lot of problems with this.
So
wow.
All those Marines that were out there buying the Nu Skin, it was for our feet, you know, because mm-hmm. it helped protect if, you know, you're doing a lot of workout, you know, if you're doing a lot of hiking and all that. A breast infection is what kind of it can get worse. They have complications with that. Or what do women have to worry about on that, or anybody with a breast infection?
Well, it can get pretty bad. Most women who have an infection have a sort of a mild infection, and it sort of gets better without too much in the way of treatment. However, people can develop abscesses. These are sort of infected fluid collections within the breast. People can develop sepsis, which is where bacteria from the breast get into the bloodstream and cause people to have problems with septic shock and other sort of major complications. You can also get secondary infections where infection will spread from one area to another. So it's the spectrum of disease, you know, is weighted on the side of being self-limited. However, there are people that can end up in real bad trouble with these infections.
When you see a woman infection, starting saying that she comes in and it has gained I mean, has gotten hold inside the breast. How do you, what do you start, what's your treatment plan for something like that?
Well, the basic treatment for all breast infections is long-term antibiotics. Because there's a lot of places in the breast for bacteria to hide, it can take a long course of antibiotics to make the infection better. And how long you have to go really depends upon how bad it was to start with. But it can go on for weeks, if not months. Some women have to have intravenous lines placed and be placed on intravenous antibiotics. And that happens occasionally. There can be complications such as abscesses. If you have an abscess, which is like an infected boil, mm-hmm. within your breast, then that has to be treated separately. We used to take people to surgery for this, but starting about 15 years ago, groups in Germany started looking at pregnant women or women who were breastfeeding who had breast abscesses, and taking them to surgery to open up their breast abscess would mean that they had to stop breastfeeding. So they were trying to develop a way to treat breast abscesses without surgery. And what they came up with was needle aspiration. You go ahead and you place a needle in the abscess, you draw out the fluid. And then over time, your body replaces the fluid with new fluid, but you're taking antibiotics at that time, so the fluid that replaces has antibiotics in it, and that helps kill the bacteria. Sometimes you have to do that 4 or 5 times, but eventually the patient will clear the infection and they can continue breastfeeding.
So women that are breastfeeding have a bigger chance of getting breast infections.
Yes, they do. And that also relates to the fact that bacteria can get into the nipple. So, and they're a little bit more complicated to treat. Surgery is something of a last resort. We try long-term antibiotics. We do aspirations. And generally speaking, most people will clear with that. It's very rare
My daughter had a head and breast infection when she was breastfeeding. And you know, she's also a nurse. So she understands that. It was one of the things, you know, that she was – she says a lot of women who are breastfeeding might get an infection because of that. Of the abrasion to the nipple there, which means you probably have to stop breastfeeding before they've got teeth. I don't know. Trish.
It's a good idea.
The doctor just said that a woman's breasts are Disneyland.
I heard that.
You probably heard that before, though.
No.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show. I know. Carl, go back
so
to your
bad,
room.
Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be hot if you have not, because you've been locked up for 60 days or 45 days. This is a good time to give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642 before all this starts. They're going to send one person out. Probably 99% of the work's done outside. They know what they're doing. They can work on any type of HVAC system. Voted best in the North State, and it's a better-known business. Alliance Heating and Air, you can go to their website at homecomfort.org. They show up on time. They know what they're doing. I can say this because we use Alliance Heating and Air. They're just really, really good people. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Ian Grady of the North Valley Breast Cancer Breast Clinic, I should say, and Trish Clark, 8:32 in the morning.
You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with the box? You got crumbled. You got laid down and die. Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition cost and enrollment is now completely online, call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder, take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio. We were talking offline, and we just get carried away here.
We have such great conversations offline.
We're here with Trish Clark and, of course, Dr. Ian Grady of the North Valley Breast Clinic. And we're talking about, one of the things we talked about is this new trial for the COVID-19 in
Remdesivir.
That just came out last night, saying is that this has had around a 31% improvement in time to recovery, and even up to 3% or around that improvement in survival, and made that announcement early on today. So what that means is that gives us a base drug to start working off of to try and
find something to treat
COVID.
It's the first step on a long road to the cure. And it's not a big step, but it is the first step. When we get a vaccine, when we get a cure for this, people are going to look back on this day and say that this is history. This is when the cure began.
Mm. Isn't that something?
That's incredible.
And you heard it right here on Free Fire Radio. Hey, doctor, you said that there's. And this is why you need an expert in this that's watching this all the time. You said there are some types of fast growing cancers that disguise themselves almost as an infection.
Absolutely.
And they're hard to pick up.
They can be hard to pick up. And these are referred to as inflammatory cancers. They present with redness. Sometimes the breast will change size. People will notice that their breast is getting smaller and then starts getting larger. It starts getting red. There is surprisingly little pain, although there can be pain. And it can be hard to tell the difference between one of these inflammatory cancers and a breast infection. I've been sandbagged more than once myself on this. But the characteristic that all inflammatory breast cancers have is that they're rapidly progressive. If you see a patient back 2 weeks after you first saw them, you'll notice a change for the worse in a patient with inflammatory breast cancer. And so following people closely who have, signs of infections or redness is really important. If you're treating somebody for a breast infection, you absolutely have to make sure that the infection, the signs and symptoms of the infection go away with treatment. If they don't go away, then you have to think about a cancer. And it can be, these cancers can be tough to diagnose. They're not always easy to see, even on ultrasound or mammography. A lot of times you have to use your clinical judgment, and you have to be very suspicious and very careful not to ignore signs that look like progression.
Mm. Do breast infections, does that lead to cancer?
No, it doesn't. Breast infections don't lead to cancer, and they don't increase your risk of developing breast cancer in the future. The problem is that you can be treating something that you think is a breast cancer, or think that is a breast infection, but actually is a cancer.
Is a cancer there.
So okay. It's not a question of does it lead to a cancer. It's a question is, the question is, well, is it a cancer now?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is, but with the type of diagnostic equipment you have, and a lot of it's one of a kind up here. You talk about mammograms and ultrasound. Can you tell our audience, you know, the differences on this?
Sure. Well, a mammogram is essentially an X-ray of the breast. You place the breast in compression and you do an X-ray of it. Now, that's something that's harder to do with people who have a breast infection because it's painful. I mean, it's painful under normal circumstances. When you have a breast infection going on, it can be much more painful. So really what we use for a diagnosis in the majority of these folks is ultrasound. And you really need specialized ultrasound equipment if you're going to do this. We have a 3D ultrasound unit that can image the entire breast and also the lymph nodes under the arm in real time so that we can get a much better look at not just what's going on in the area the patient is concerned about, but what is going on in the entire breast. We've been using this technology for about 10 years now, and it's really been a game changer, not just in workup for people with infections or people with cancer, but in screening as well. We can increase our yield, which is the number of women without symptoms that we diagnose in screening with cancers, by almost 50%. So it's really been a great step forward. Screening is a lot more effective than it used to be just because of this technology.
How often do you recommend that a woman should come in for a breast screening?
We recommend once a year. Now, some places.
What ages?
It depends on your risk. We look at, when we see people, we calculate what their risk is of developing breast cancer in the future, and we can calculate that very precisely. Typically, women who have a lifetime risk of more than 20% are considered high risk. We see those people every 6 months. We do imaging with a mammogram and an ultrasound every year. People with a risk of more than 15% are moderate risk, and again, we see them, we do imaging with a mammogram and ultrasound once a year. We see them once a year. There are women who are average risk. These are people that don't have family history. They don't have any particular risk factors. For them, you know, a mammogram and a clinical visit once a year is more than adequate.
Okay. I had one other question. Do you take Medicare and Medi-Cal and private insurance and all that?
Yeah, we take pretty much everything.
Okay.
Yeah. And
it's good to know that if a woman chooses to take this course to have the exam, that they can just make an appointment. They do not need a doctor's referral.
No, we're very informal about this because because of how our practice is set up. Most imaging practices are set up as a federal sort of entity, which is called an IDTF. It stands for Independent Diagnostic Testing Facility. And that came out of the Stark laws that were passed in the 1990s and early 2000s as part of federal law. And for those, you have to get an order for every single thing that you do. So, for example, if you're seen for, with the exception of a screening mammogram, you don't need an order for a screening mammogram, but say you have a screening mammogram in an imaging center, something they need to bring you back for spot views or diagnostic views, they have to get an order from your doctor to do that. And that is the principal reason why there's a 2 or 3 week delay in getting different studies done. In my clinic, I'm there. It's and all the equipment is there. And so these patients are under my care, so I can provide the order, and which is something you can't do if you're an IDTF. So we're not organized as an IDTF, and we can do, you know, the imaging that we need to do in real time.
Valuable information. I did. Absolutely. I'm not going through that 2 month thing every other year anymore.
Hey, doctor, here's a question coming in. It's got to do with the COVID again. Zinc hydrochloroquine. Your opinion on that, for what you've read, and
hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine have not been shown to be effective. okay? There was two trials done on this, one in the United States, I think one in China, and there was one in Brazil. In the trial in Brazil, what they found was that people who were treated actually did worse, and more of them died than in the group that didn't get it. And when you're talking about this type of treatment, it's not like you're putting somebody on Plaquenil, which is the sort of the prescription equivalent of hydroxychloroquine. This, which is like 200 milligrams, this is, they're putting people on like 1,000 to 1,800 milligrams. And so the side effects that you get with this are significant, especially cardiac side effects, and that can lead to death. So the trials that have been done show it doesn't work. The only thing that has been shown to work is remdesivir.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. You know, part of this is staying healthy. Part of it's eating healthy. And Orchard Nutrition has a great selection of foods there, 100% certified organic produce. They've been in the business since 1982. They have a great reputation. They have tutorials that you can look at online. You don't have to go in there. They have senior shopping on Saturdays mornings and Sunday mornings. You can also order by calling Orchard Nutrition, placing your order, paying for it there. They'll call you back when they have the order all ready. You just drive up. They'll come out and put it into your car, the groceries or the supplements or whatever it is. So they're reacting to this too, and they're trying to keep their patients safe They're trying to keep their customers safe, and they're doing a great job. I've been in there several times to buy produce, and they have a great selection of produce there. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Dr. Ian Grady and Trish Clark.
I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no rush too long. We meet in the middle.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business, prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Reading Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month and for the month. And Trish Clark. Trish is back now after being gone for a lifetime.
It's forever, and I'm so glad to be back. This is just very invigorating. I
enjoy a great, it. And it's a great day to come back today. We're here with Dr. Ian Grady.
Absolutely.
From North
great
Valley
information.
Breast Clinic. Hey, one more question on remdesivir. And by the time I learn how to pronounce this, this will be over.
They'll change the name and do something different.
Did they talk about the timing of giving remdesivir make a difference at first symptoms versus later? Was that part of that study or?
The study didn't address that, but that is something that was mentioned in the write-up. And all of the patients who received remdesivir as part of the study were in pretty bad shape to start with. These are people who were either on a ventilator or they were thinking of putting them on a ventilator. These were advanced infections. Mm-hmm. And again, there was a modest benefit, but there's thinking that if you catch this earlier, mm-hmm. you might be able to, you know, more favorably affect the course of illness. And so people are, the next studies that people will be doing will be looking at that specifically.
You know, yesterday we had a Dr. Bonar on from that did this study about Santa Clara. And their study seemed to indicate, and it's been replicated in LA and New York and other places in the world, that COVID-19 is much more prevalent out there than we believed.
I think the modeling data shows that it was around a lot earlier than people believe as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first mm-hmm. death was, they found was February 6th instead of February 26th. But so that if that's the case, then many more people out there have got the antibodies and all this, which then lessens the death rate and all this. But
well, we're not sure about that.
Okay.
There are viruses, for example, where you can get infected. You develop an antibody response, but it's not protective. You can get reinfected or you can get a reactivation of the infection. The classic infection in this case is chickenpox. People get chickenpox as a child, and for several years they have pretty good immunity, but then the immunity starts to fade, and they can get reactivations. Shingles is essentially a reactivation of chickenpox, and so people at age 60 get revaccinated against this. So it's not clear that just developing antibodies to the COVID virus is going to confer immunity or is going to confer a lot of immunity. There is some thinking that there may be some immunity from this because people who are treated become negative and then later are tested and found to be positive actually have very minimal symptoms. They might have a runny nose or something like that, but they're mm-hmm. not back in the hospital on the ventilator. And so the thinking is that that could be indicative of some sort of immune response. But again, we don't know. This is something where we're not going to know everything about it until it's over. The tests, remember, are not perfect too. So you may be seeing people with false positives. It's just things that we're going to have to work out through clinical trials. But it's not entirely clear that having antibodies is really sufficient.
Now, Dr. Ian Grady has the North Valley Breast Clinic, and we've been talking about breast infections and breast cancer here. And it's been a fascinating hour.
I've learned so much. I can't believe it. I know the listening audience is appreciative as well of the information.
Oh, yeah, they've already said that coming into the chat room. Now, is there a way that women can protect themselves from breast infections?
The best thing to do is to make sure that your clothes fit properly. If you're an active person, especially, you know, use a sports bra, use something that that fits well, that avoids abrasion. But the more important issue is to just stay healthy. Make sure that you take care of your teeth. Make sure that you're healthy. You eat well. You maintain a low body rate. You get some exercise from time to time. It's all the basic stuff that your grandmother taught you. And these things help your immune system. They help you to escape these infections. And when an infection occurs, it can be a lot less.
All the things that we have not been doing for the last month is we become couch potatoes and eating so different than we normally eat. And
you know what?
All those things.
Your sweatpants are a lot more forgiving than your Levi's.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. You know, and the 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock seems to come a lot earlier some days.
Yeah, you know, so is, having wine with your breakfast.
Beer and cornflakes.
You know, doctor, since you mentioned remdesivir, or whatever.
Say it again.
Remdesivir.
Yeah,
remdesivir.
I got it that time.
Remdesivir.
Questions are coming in. Is it available over, I mean, can you, do you, should you take it? I mean, if it's available, should you take it?
Well, this is an intravenous medication. This is not something you can pick up at Walmart. It's, the company that makes this is called Gilead Sciences, and they are, since January, they have been ramping up to increase production. They have about 1.4 million doses available right now, and these are being distributed through the NIH. And they're being sent to hospitals primarily because that's where the need is greatest. I personally don't think that this is going to turn into something that people use over the counter. I think it's going to be – I think maybe the next replicase inhibitor that they come up with might be something like that. There may come a day when we just you pop a pill once a day to prevent yourself during COVID season from getting the
malaria pills that we used to take all the time.
The chloroquine pills that used to take to prevent malaria. And I think that's going to happen first. I think a vaccine is going to be more difficult, and I think it's going to take longer. So I think initially we'll have treatment, and then we'll have a preventive vaccine. But even if you have a vaccine, there's still going to be people to get it, and so. But I don't think that remdesivir is really going to become an over-the-counter sort of medication. There are some side effects with it too. So,
what is remdesivir for? I mean, it was since it's there already. What was it being used for?
It was a drug that was used to that was designed to actually inhibit an enzyme in Ebola. A lot of these viruses like coronavirus, like Ebola, can't replicate on their own. They have to get into a cell to replicate. Okay, and they bring with them a little enzyme, which is typically called a replicase. It's some sort of enzyme that allows them to get to splice their DNA into the DNA of the host, which then can replicate it. These medications, and this is the same way for HIV, block that enzyme from working. And so the virus can't replicate. And this is how people with HIV get their counts down to undetectable, is by taking medications that block those types of enzymes.
And you see these commercials that just because you have HIV doesn't mean that you can't live a normal life, but you're still infected. You can still give it to people, though. Is that true?
Well, you can give it to people if your counts are detectable.
Oh, okay.
But if you are on medication and your counts are not detectable, you can't pass it on. This is the idea behind PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. People take this, people who are high risk for developing HIV will take a PrEP tablet typically once a day, and then that prevents them from either passing on the infection or acquiring the infection from someone else.
Wow. You know what? Next thing I should know, should I ask you, is how's the eight-cylinder car? You know, how does that work? What's the firing sequence? Because I have a feeling he's just going to tell me. He's going to tell me.
He's an engineer also, so bear that in mind.
That's right. Doctor, how do people get a hold of you?
They can just call us. Our number is 243-5551. You can call us, leave a message. We also have a website, which is breastpractice.com. There's a link there to a contact list. You can send us a message, and we'll give you a call. But we're very informal. We're happy to see anybody, and you don't need a referral.
The website, by the way, has got lots of great information on it. And one of them is, are you dense? I assume that means your breast.
Yes.
So what are dense breasts? I've got a couple minutes left.
Sure. Well, dense breast tissue is it's an imaging finding. It's a finding you see on mammogram. When people have a lot of glandular tissue as opposed to fat in the breast, when you shoot an X-ray through it, the glandular tissue blocks the passage of X-rays through to the film. Okay, because all X-rays are photographic negatives. Then those findings show up on film as white. So you get sort of this white background when people have dense breast tissue. But breast cancers themselves also show up as white. And so that's how breast cancers can be missed on mammogram, is that you're looking for the white thing against the white background. And that can be hard to see. You're looking for the polar bear in the snowstorm. By the time you see the nose of the polar bear, it is way too late. So the idea is when that happens, you know that the mammogram is not going to be effective as it might be otherwise. And so you do some additional imaging, which we use ultrasound. There are other choices, but we use ultrasound. And then you can pick up cancers that you would otherwise miss on that mammogram. We just picked up one last week this way. We pick up about one a month. So
yeah,
and your rate of this is, I mean, your rate of successful treatment, it matches any large university.
Our survival rates actually are not related so much to the imaging; they're related to surveillance because we watch people ourselves. It's the law of the intern. If you want it done right, do it yourself. And so we don't delegate the follow-up of breast cancer patients to other people. We don't send them to the oncologist for follow-ups. We do it ourselves. We make sure that people get their appropriate imaging. We make sure that we follow them because what we want to prevent is recurrences. Nobody dies their original breast cancer. People are treated. They do well. They develop a recurrence, and then they die from that. And so by preventing recurrences, you can improve survival. And the rule of recurrences is the same as the rule of primary tumors, and that is that small bad things are better than big bad things.
Got it. Dr. Ian Grady, what a great show this is. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing all this information about COVID-19 and breast infections and all these things. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
It was a pleasure for me, too. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking to two of our lady rest in tears here, Cleary's, Robbie Cleary, and Lynn Moss from Country Kitchen about the impact this has had.